Are there any other questions from members of the public?
Yes, hi, my name is Ron Huber, and I'm with Penobscot Baywatch, a citizens association that takes a look at development projects like this offshore. And the questions I had, the first one is, have there been any results that you can give from responses to the RFP? Have there been any companies that have contacted you? Maybe you don't need to name them at this point, but have there been any at all?
Yes, there have been a number of companies who have inquired about the RFP.
Is there any level of detail you can give without it sort of spoiling the pot there as they sort of enter into this? Just a number, perhaps?
I don't think I could be accurate off the top of my head, but it was more than 2 or 3.
Okay. And let's see here. The letter of intent or interest that's being considered, is it possible for members of the public to get a copy for a review themselves? Not this very second, but...
I'll be glad to share it with you, Ron.
Thanks. Okay. Now, the federal timelines for energy exploration and exploitation in the Gulf of Maine, are they running at different speeds in the other two states, that is Massachusetts and New Hampshire, than we are here, since things are going very preliminary here? And here seems to be a focus on the offshore deep water wind projects. But are they moving more quickly elsewhere? I guess that'd be a question for Aditi or someone in the federal. The timeline for the review process that you have is playing out in Massachusetts at a rather different speed than here, but can we look back at that one and go, this is what's going to happen next by following one that's further along?
In terms of timelines, because we do have the other states working toward putting out requests for interest, we are proceeding there. There's no request from the state of Maine to do that, and there are no proposals before us. So in that context, yes, we are moving slower in Maine.
Slow and steady gets the things done. Now, one thing that I'd noticed, I'm looking at research at the University of Maryland and MIT and elsewhere, including the Norwegian Meteorological Agency, is that they are concerned about the ocean windmills and their effects on ocean currents. Now, I didn't see a copy of the Eastern Maine Coastal Current or other currents in the mapping system. Does the state plan to include that kind of data into their review, since lobster larvae tend to cruise on down the coast from down east down to Penobscot Bay and so on? So is are currents going to be examined?
Do you mean air or water?
Water currents, yes.
I would say that the developer will probably examine them in an attempt to anchor their system. Mm-hmm. Could you clarify how exactly the turbines affect the larvae?
Right. Well, I'd simply point you to a couple of researchers, and then you could get more of the details. But it's simply there's an upwelling effect from ocean wind energy extraction that occurs to the water below it. And while one windmill has a rather minimal effect, once you have a farm of it, it's actually at a change that can be measured, has been quantified. And if you look up, what's his name? There's the Norwegian meteorologist, whose name escapes me this very moment here, simply look up ocean wind farms and water currents, and you'll find a lot of research wondering about that and quantifying it. So at this point, then, there isn't really any, it's not one of the things that you're putting into the mix there on your maps.
Like I said, the developers will be taking it into account if and when a proposal does come, mainly for safety reasons, safety and security.
Okay.
Turn that up, please.
Thank you. This is George LaPointe. I will add that the issue of
cumulative impact of towers on currents was mentioned in our state siting process run. So that's on. I don't know if you can map it because there's research needed, but the question has come up.
But happily, there has been a lot of satellite things looking, and of course, they're simply taking the example of what they found so far in Europe, since there have been a lot of wind farms there. They can actually take a look. The other question I had was, I saw a letter from the New England Fishery Management Council saying they're not going to get involved, that they basically have faith in NIMS covering for them. Is NIMS confident it can really represent the fishermen of the area without input from the council?
I don't think NIMS
is there. Well, NIMS. Well, there's sort of a, well, never mind. I know you'd get beat with sticks if you spoke for NIMS here.
But the
council.
Ron, can you tell us what?
Yes, I saw a letter actually this morning. It was from the New England Fishery Management Council. And it was to, I guess you call it bummer. And the point of this was that the council felt it didn't have the resources, whatever that means, to engage, even though there are three different states at least with active proposals. And it was a bit of a surprise. They'd been receiving a lot of input from citizens saying, where's the council? So that's why the question is, if the council has said, we'll have NIMS look at it. I wanted to find out if NIMS really feels that it can sort of have both of those things. But
I think Chris Bulkey's gone left.
Yeah.
The conversation.
All right. Well, if you could just take a note of that. But I guess I just finally simply wanted to agree with Rebecca's point there that licensing of environmental consultants really is important because you pay for what you get, and I've just seen. You know, as I'm sure we all have, major differences in findings between academic professionals, government professionals, and people that are hired to, you know, by a company to sort of prove a certain point. So I hope that does move along. But I guess that's all my questions. Thanks.
Thank you
very much, Ron, for being here. Are there any other questions from members of the public? Well, Aditi, I think on this end, we're pretty well finished. Are you on that end?
Yes, I think we are.
All right. Well, thank you again, all of you, for your time this day.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more information about this and other issues relating Penobscot Bay and the Gulf of Maine, go to www.penbay.org. Or check out the Penobscot Bay blog at penobscotbay.blogspot.com.